Hi everyone, I hope you are feeling good right now, and thank you Mr. Combis because of these great challenges that improve our skill in English. But I have some suggestion. You know, this topic is a little particular, very specific. You know, I have no idea exactly what to say. It's a little ambiguous, maybe. And I suggest that the later and the next challenges, I suggest that it's better that they'll be more general. And anyway, thank you again. And yeah. I have no idea what to say, but I can say why not? Why not? Our mind, our experience of the world is very limited. You know, even though the scientists, you know, confess that their knowledge in our century, you know, that in technology and very improvement of knowledge, even though they say that our knowledge about the world, about the space, the planets, are so damn limited, you know, they confess about that. And yeah, and because of that, I think, in my opinion, why not? Why not? A lot of things we don't know, but they exist in the world. You know, but even though we don't know exactly that the magic, for example, or the aliens, they exist, we don't know the exact clue, but I think that why not? Maybe 1% they exist. How do we know? And you know, and a lot of movies and books, like, you know, Avatar and Harry Potter and something like these, you know, they show the imagination, the very full and complete and unlimited imagination of human beings. And yeah, even in the, you know, religious texts, you know, in the religious texts, we see some clues that you know, the magic, some hint, the magic, some maybe exists. You know, for example, in Najul Balagha, we see that as-sihru haq, and it means in English that, you know, magic is true. And and you know, in Quran, something like you know, in the past, in the Solomon, and you know, the evil, you know, attack, and something like that. But there, and in Moses, and the confrontation between Moses and the, you know, sorcerers, you know, we see these texts in Islamic religious texts, but again, there are just some clues, some hints, and you know, we have to, and but you know, I have to say that, but the magic in Islam, they say that doing it, acting it, is forbidden, and we have to, you know, discuss what does it mean in these, you know, in these takes that what does it mean magic? You know, we have to define exactly what does it magic. What do we exactly mean by magic? What does the Quran or Najm al-Balagha that say that exactly? What do they mean exactly by them? You know, is as I said before, it's a very ambiguous, you know, topic. And aliens, again, we see that, you know, in religious texts. I don't know, I'm talking a religious thing. I entered in religion. Anyway, you know, something like seven skies and, you know, the unnatural and supernatural world and something like that. And we see, you know, and my point is that why not? We don't know exactly that there exists or not, but in general we can, you know, estimate. Why not? Maybe it's not impossible, I mean. And yeah, this is my point. And thank you very, very much, Mr. Kamiz and other people. Please, participate in these great challenges. Unfortunately, I don't know why people don't participate very well. Just some people participate. Please participate, and thank you again, and I'll see you next time, and goodbye for now.